back to the Mel Kay Show. Very excited, as usual, to have my good pal, Andrew Sorcini from Beverly Hills Precious Metals back with me today. So much is going on, Andrew. I don't even know where to begin. We have been doing this now for 3 years. Back in the day when we first started, we were warning people that, you know, just to be safe, to protect your savings, there were many different reasons to buy gold and silver and really diversify, take care of, you know, making sure that your 401k, IRA, all of that was in a good place and, you know, at least a little bit in precious metals and hard assets. But what has happened now is we have watched a cycle of one thing after another, and it's heating up again. Just a few days ago, we found out that China, Saudi Arabia cut U.S. debt holdings in their anti-dollar push yet again. And the BRICS nations are all meeting on the 22nd, I believe, to discuss a gold-backed currency. So what is going on? It seems to be going now as fast as they can get out of the U.S. Dollar being the reserve currency of the world. They are pushing forward. And now the African nations have joined as well.
Yeah. Yeah. It's we're seeing the BRICS nations just pile on country after country of people that want to de-dollarize the universe. And it's happening because, as you just stated, the global banks are just decreasing their dollar holdings, some just left and right. And as their dollar reserves start to or continue to decrease, those dollars are going to go somewhere. They're going to come back here. And we've been printing those dollars out of thin air just to get ourselves out of debt. So the dollar is losing value at an alarming rate. And when this happens, gold and silver should be skyrocketing, but we've actually seen silver is probably down about 15% in the last couple months from its high prior to that. And gold is down about 6 or 7%. And I believe that this is manipulation by the powers that be to make gold and silver not be the safe haven for people out there. But there's nothing else out there that could be. So just more manipulation, more fake news.
Yeah, what's crazy is that, you know, even JP Morgan's out there saying that it's somehow their savings, their holdings, they keep putting out information that sounds like, the, you know, that whole thing, how we talked about bail-ins being a reality at some point. What they seem to be saying is that we're treading towards that scariness. You've talked about before, this has happened before in history. Can you just explain what a bail-in is? Because when you're hearing JP Morgan Chase talk about bail-ins, that's when it starts to get serious. These are the central banks. You know, we'll talk about the downgrading by Fitch and other groups of our some of the smaller, bigger banks that are now being downgraded. But talk a little bit about the bail-in concept, because this has happened before in history in other countries, Greece, Cyprus, Lebanon. To think that it couldn't happen here is very naive, I think, at this point.
Oh yeah, a bail-in certainly can happen here, and here's how, and I'll explain what it is. So when the Dodd-Frank Act came out, and that's when Obama first became president, he actually allowed for the Dodd-Frank Act to actually begin. And there's so many things that are written into it, and one of the things that are written into it are so many things that can protect the American people from fraudulent business practices, like people getting home loans that banks know that they cannot afford, like what happened prior to 2008. So they created the Dodd-Frank Act for this and many other reasons. And when they did that, they made it so that when you deposit money into a bank, you're now a creditor. You're not a depositor, you're a creditor. And you can look that up. You can look all over Google, you can find copies of the Dodd-Frank Act. And the reason that we're creditors is because this allows for the banks to do a bail-in. And the bail-in is when basically the country is bankrupt and they say to the American people, look, we're gonna do what's called a bail-in, where the American people are going to bail out the US government debt by them dipping directly into your checking accounts and your savings accounts. So imagine if they took like 15% of everybody's savings to bail out the entire country. That's something that they can do. And I've actually seen a video that Clay Clark has showed me numerous times that shows an actual Fed meeting. And for people out there that haven't seen it, if you could just imagine a round table with about eight different men in suits sitting there, just talking very candidly and saying things like, well, you wouldn't want to announce it to the people right away. You would want to just start doing it, and you want to ease into it because there would be an uprising. And they're actually discussing what would happen if one of those was actually implemented. And I've recently visited Greece, and Greece is a country that about 15 years ago did a bail-in, and eventually they were saved, so it didn't have to get bad. But bail-ins are something that are real, and it can happen here.
Yeah, I mean, most people that watch me know that I believe that the 2008 crash was a controlled demolition first step of the economy mm-hmm. to walk us into the one world global central bank digital currency by eliminating banks like Rob's bank, which was too small to save, even though it was a big New York bank. Thousands of banks, especially small banks like his, that reinvested in the local community and local merchants that wanted to start small businesses were destroyed, while all of us bailed out the too big to fail banks, which of course everyone knows. Many people got crushed in 2008, not just Rob and his brother's business, but my father and a lot of other people and a lot of people watching. What I would suggest is that people look back as to what happened there, because nobody went to jail. We bailed out these big banks. We consolidated power into a small group, a handful of private Western central banks. And again, they're squeezing us again. I did want to say there have been so many articles this week that I've pulled up for this show. I just wanted to read some of the headlines, not to scare people, but just to tell you. Before I knew Andrew and we started talking regularly, I didn't realize that there was fake news in the financial sector and everything coming out about Bidenomics. I mean, Robert Reich out there or Morning Joe and all these people talking about Bidenomics. I hope everyone knows right now, homelessness has never been more prevalent in America. They're saying right now, 577,000 people are homeless in America right now. It is up 11%. Just in the last 2 years. So that is one big thing. But a few headlines I saw: 9 signs that the U.S. consumer is about to break, 7 trends which indicate that economic disaster is approaching very rapidly, what the mainstream media is not telling you about the economy. I mean, every single day, I'm putting things aside for this, UPS and FedEx are both reporting that there's a slowdown in packaging, in sales, in all of that. We have to look at this. And one interesting thing, since we're talking about 2008, most people probably, if you haven't seen The Big Short, it's very eye-opening. Margin Call and The Big Short, if you want to look back at 2008 and take a look at what really happened there, and if it was what you think, and if Dodd-Frank was what you think it was. You know, we talk a lot on this show about Glass-Steagall too, and taking a look at that, there's a lot you can educate yourself about, but Michael Burry is the guy that Big Short is about. He bet on the housing market in 2008. It was completely imploding, a lot of it because of what Andrew was saying. Under Clinton and other people, they were giving away mortgages to people that they knew could not pay the mortgage, that had terrible credit, didn't have incomes. I know people in Vegas who were doing it. A couple of these guys that I knew of, two of them went to jail. I mean, it was really a racket. But Michael Burry bet on it. So I wanted people to know that this week came out, meet the man that has bet $1 billion that the stock market is going to crash. This is in the Economic Collapse website, and it is Michael Burry again. I would pay close attention to this. Go check out the article on Zero Hedge or at the Economic Collapse website by Michael Snyder. But basically, Burry is betting on that this is coming, and it's coming soon, and he was right last time. Any thoughts on that? I know we've both watched The Big Short and talked about it. This guy's he watches trends. He watches patterns. That's what this guy does. He's like a savant of some sort. I think people should take this seriously.
Oh, yeah. I think everybody out there, whether you've seen it or not, should go and watch that movie, The Big Short, again. So I watched it about a month ago for probably the fifth time. And every time it feels like it's the first time I've ever seen it. And right. So for people out there that might not know how he did it, there are bonds that back the mortgages that all of the banks were doing prior to 2008. So he realized that people were getting home loans that don't even have jobs and can't afford it. In some cases, right. People actually applied for home loans in their dog's name, with their dog's birthday and everything. And they actually lent money to dogs. Of course, they didn't know that it was dogs, but this is serious. They were giving money to anybody out there. to regardless of whether or not you could afford the home. So he was analyzing everything, and he figured out, well, wait a minute, this is just going to implode here. There's no way that the banks can survive this. So he shorted these mortgage-backed bonds, and he shorted the AAA ones. He figured they're so high rated, and if it's all based on things that aren't real, that would be very, very easy. So he did that, and for months and months and months, all he did was just lose money, millions and millions of dollars, and everyone was losing confidence in him. And it turns out that that's when he figured out that the game was rigged, because even though these AAA bonds were getting downgraded, the price of what they're trading at didn't change at all. So they're getting just downgraded, but the price of what they're trading at was just the same. And he's like, oh no, he could only make money if the price goes down. And then right. Bear Stearns went down. And when Bear Stearns went down, then that's when everything flowed in. And he became a very, very, very rich man. And some people rode his coattails, and they also made a lot of money. And this just leads to one more thing. Another bank did fail in late July. Had you heard about this at all?
No, but I mean, I did hear about it, but tell my audience, because they haven't, because they're hiding this from us. We did talk on the show about the Fitch downgrade and the S&P downgrade, and you know, Janet Yellen's out there. I guess she's doing shrooms in China, so not too concerned, but out there being like, they're making a mistake, it's not real, and exactly. All these guy, I want to call them a bad name on TV, are like, Bidenomics is working. So go ahead, tell people about the new bank, but there's apparently 10 more that are teed up for failure.
Yes, I was looking down here to actually find the article. So there's a Kansas-based bank called Heartland Tri-State Bank, and it actually went under in late July, and all of the people that have accounts there were not warned about it. They literally went to the banks unknowingly and found out that all the banks were closed. And this was late July. We did not hear a peep about it, but I'll tell you what we did hear. We've heard about Trump indictments. I've heard about the Barbie movie. I've heard like so many different things, but nothing about a bank failure. And we're less than a year and a half before the election, and the news is being manipulated to try to make Biden look as good as possible to potentially keep him in there. Not that they want him. They just the left side doesn't want Trump.
They want
so
the power.
It's unbelievable. But everything feels like it's okay right now if you're just watching mainstream media. But even someone told me recently that mainstream media has been told specifically to not talk about the BRICS nations and the gold-backed programmable central bank digital currency, because you don't hear about it there. You only hear about it on shows like this where you get the truth.
Right. Yeah, and they shut up, you know, was talking about it. Glenn Beck just got kicked off of Apple. He was talking about it. Tucker Carlson was talking about it. He said, if we go into that, it's over because we will be in a digital gulag. Where track and trace surveillance of all of our money, programmable tokens, as we've talked about. You know, another scary thing happened here where they announced that 67% of Gen Xers, so that's me and you, I believe, have no retirement plan. None. And are down to, you know, basically siphoning out their savings now because of inflation. And on top of that, it says right here also that they believe that Social Security will be insolvent by 2034. So, I mean, people have to really understand this is the controlled demolition. This is on by design. We have now sent $200 billion to Ukraine, folks. And I want to remind people, Sam Bankman-Fried from FTX, who was just remanded, I talked about it on my news show, $100 million right there that was given to Democrats and Republicans during the last election cycle, $5 million to Joe Biden, all of that money fraudulent. We found out that Epstein apparently was working with Obama's general counsel for many years and recommended her to JP Morgan Chase as a good new client. I mean, there's a lot of these things going on in this globalist oligarchy elite that is really about them covering their butts, because I personally think that the central bank digital currency is not only very dangerous because it's a track and trace surveillance, social credit score model, programmable tokens and all of that. But the worst part about it to me is that once they kick into that, and I saw that that horrible woman that runs the EU, like all excited that they have to roll it out in October, they're going to hide all their crimes, folks. You want to see a cover up and a cover up? And I talk on my show a lot, Andrew, about I believe the original Q started the day they murdered JFK, and everything since has been part of that cover up in one way or another. Well, what will happen if they get away with it and kick into the central bank digital currency and put us into this digital track and trace financial gulag where we can have our money taken away or fined, or, and then AI takes over taxes and who knows what, then they get away with all of these financial crimes, folks. It is all about, when I talk about the sustainable development goals and Agenda 2030, I assure you, most of this has to do with maintaining that financial fraudulent model of fiat currency, fake money, and everything that's falling apart. And it's to protect them, sustainable for them. You have to be really, really proactive right now. Andrew, let's talk about, so this is scary. They're saying that people of our generation, and you know what, if it's our generation, the two under us do not have financial retirement accounts either. So if they're saying this, let's talk about the urgency now. 401ks, IRAs, annuities, whatever is out there. Let's talk about how easy it is. You've set up so many protocols since we've been together. I hope everyone has visited Beverly Hills Precious Metals at least 1 or 10 times. But now is the time to act, because go to the MelKayShow.com partners page or MelKay Gold. Andrew, let's explain 401k, IRA, all of that. Very important, folks. This is not a joke. Also, Medicare, they're looking at being insolvent. These people are taking us out. And the biggest war, I feel like, tool is the financial system.
Absolutely. It's like General Flynn actually said to me that a lot of the other countries that are in dire straits, what they'll do is they'll create a problem that's so big, and then they'll come in and fix it. And then they're the heroes. And that's how things change. And I feel like that's what's happening here, except for we're not being forced to learn about whatever is being told on the television, on mainstream media. Now we have access to the internet and a whole slew of shows like this one where you can actually get the truth. But as far as anybody that's been listening to us for a while, especially the ones that called in the last month, congratulations to you, because a month ago, the stock market was riding high, and it's been down almost every day for 2 weeks, and it's been down big. So for people that felt like, oh, I don't need to sell my stocks, or I'm confident everything's going to be okay, you've given back a big chunk just in the last couple of weeks. So it's not too late. You can preserve everything that you have in your retirement. You can preserve funds that you use for stocks. If you just roll your IRA, a portion of it or all of it, or a 401k into another retirement account, which would be a precious metals IRA, and it's a non-taxable event. You hold real gold and silver in there, not paper gold and silver. And we've talked about this a lot, but basically paper gold and silver are exactly what Mel just said with fiat currency. It's a legalized Ponzi scheme. So it's like, for in the case of the US dollar, if everybody that has a bank account went to the bank today to try to withdraw their cash, there's not enough cash for it to happen. There would just be an uproar, and they would tell you, come back, come back, come back. But it doesn't matter how many times you come back, there's not enough cash in the banks for everybody that to go and withdraw all of their funds. And that's how Ponzi schemes work. They're always exposed when people want to sell. So when you want your money back out of it, that's when it's done. But with physical gold and silver, you own gold and silver in a lockbox in Delaware with your name on it. You can have it sent to you. If you do have it sent to you, it's a taxable event. If the banks were to fail, or if we were to go completely onto the central bank digital currency and there's no more US dollar, you will own gold and silver, which for me, I can take any of my gold and silver anywhere in the world and use it for currency. Now, not everywhere I go is going to say I'll take it. Like if I want to buy a loaf of bread with silver right now, I probably could not do it easily if I was in Turkey or something like that. But I would find someone that would give me whatever the local cash is there for my silver. And then I would take that and I would go and buy bread or food or whatever. So you should have gold and silver. You should be diversified. And I do believe everything's going to get better. We just need need to get past this. This is a cycle that happens often, and we will get past it, but you have to preserve what you have and do that for yourself and for your family.
Yeah, I don't believe it's going to get better, though, until this next 6 months are going to be rough. So you really have to protect yourself now. Another thing that I know that my best friends just did this with their they put away money for their young kids for college. They just turned it all into gold and silver at a depository because they don't trust where the bank that they're with. And I have to tell people are getting debanked. A regular guest on this show, he can tell people if he wants to, but he's an outspoken person out there in the science and health world. He just had his Zelle account canceled. He's no longer allowed to use Zelle through Bank of America. No explanation needed. They have in your terms of service at your bank, no explanation needed. The good news about getting gold and silver from Andrew is A, you can keep it at the depository like my friends are doing with their children's college funds now, because they don't want to take the risk. And you know what? They want that money to be there. And the kids are 8 and 10. So, you know, it's just easy to leave it there and for now. But also people are also, if they wanted to leave money behind to their heirs, to their grandchildren, a lot of people are putting it into gold and silver. It's just the safest, easiest way right now. Also, people should know that your vault, you got to look at your bank and find out about what's in your vault. Because some of these banks, I've been learning from people that have told me that have decided or gone back in and put the gold and silver either in Andrew's depository in Delaware, or have gotten it delivered to them, installed safes in their, you know, bolted them to the grounds in their garage or whatever. But right now, the idea is to protect your savings for the future, but protect whatever you're leaving, protect everything you can in gold and silver until we get through this hump. It doesn't have to be forever, but it can be delivered to you. Obviously, Andrew insures it when he sends it to you. But this idea of this depository, A, that's where his gold and silver is and ours and everyone that I'm telling. But also, if you want to sell it back, the transaction is very easy. So talk a little bit about the options for people that are buying gold and silver in terms of either getting it delivered or there. And then just talk real quick about the difference between collectible gold that you have access to and also bullion, which is a different kind. So just kind of give those basics that we've gone over many times for anyone that's new.
Sure. And we talk about the storage option a lot on these interviews, yeah. And people do take advantage of that. So it's a really great thing. So a couple of days ago, I got a letter. I go to the mail drop, pick up the mail, and there's an attorney letter. So I go, oh, great, this is going to be fun. So I open it up. And unfortunately, one of our clients had passed away. And they had a storage account at Delaware Depository, but they set it up as a joint account with rights for it to transfer to the person that's still living. So with beneficiary rights. So inside the letter was an attorney saying, "Hey, your client, a mutual client of ours, had passed away. Had a copy of her death certificate, and all I did was just forward that over to the depository." And of course, you know, sad that the client has passed away, but the client did good planning. They thought everything through and they set it up to be nice and easy. Now probate can go on for months while they locate assets and try to find out what bills go against those assets. But this transfers immediately. So I find this to be a good option, and the fees are very, very minimal. Now, regarding the types of gold and silver, it's very, very, very important that you get the non-reportable type of gold and silver. And when I say non-reportable, it means when you sell it, it doesn't generate a 1099 automatically. So the type that is reportable are like Krugerrands. A lot of people out there know 1 ounce gold Krugerrands from South Africa. So if you had, say, $100,000 worth of those, and let's say you sold them to us, okay, we have to explain where the bullion goes. So we have to report to the IRS that we bought it from Jane Smith out in Oklahoma, and we have to send them a 1099. And that's how it ends up being reportable. There's no way around that. And this goes back to the Dodd-Frank Act that we talked about when Obama first took office, where this is designed to protect us from illicit businesses or like mafia type things, or even somebody that could or own like a they could be like a drug lord. Imagine a drug lord could sell us, could buy $2 million worth of gold from us today, sell it back to us tomorrow, and repeat that process. And that's how they could wash their dirty money. So the government wants to combat that. And that's how they were able to get it passed in the Dodd-Frank Act. But that's not really why it's there. They want to know who has the gold and silver. And for me, I pay taxes. I pay a lot of money in taxes. So what I do with my post-tax dollars, I feel is my business and only my business. So I don't want anybody to know about that. So the way around it, you buy semi-collectible gold. And that's what Mel has bought from us. You have pre-1933 gold. I believe you got some $20 gold pieces. It's got an ounce of gold.
And those aren't big giant chunks. Those are actually very portable because, you know, we're going to go overseas at some point and we're going to bring some with us because it's easiest to do that. And we'll trade the money there. We'll trade them in for money there. We also have silver, which can be delivered too. That's a little bulkier, but all of this stuff. So the silver also has a what is the deal with the silver that is actually the better silver to get?
So the quarters, dimes, and half dollars that used to circulate in our change that are dated 1964 and before, that's called 90% silver. And it's not that that it's like 90% pure. It's just that 90% of the metal that is in the coin is silver. And the value of each coin is based on 100% of the value of the silver that's in it. So that is believed what we would use to barter with if the dollar were to go under. It's if anything happened. If we lost the internet and there's just no access to any type of electronic payment, that is how we would barter. Gold too, but silver is good because it's smaller denomination, so it would be better for like a daily use. And there are literally people, like we sent you a bucket, right? Like you have a 27 pound bucket. And those are, they come in canvas bags or buckets and they're sold by the face value. And if anybody reaches out to us through our website or through your website, we'll be glad to explain it to them and how it works and how the value of them is calculated. But you want to get non-reportable gold and silver because you can buy it and sell it without it being reported. So we're not saying don't pay your taxes if you make money. Of course, that's our duty as taxpayers.
Exactly. There's options. And there's a weaponized IRS, folks. So, you know, we don't lie here. We are a no censorship platform. That is an absolute truth. We just found out right now the IRS has 90,000 employees, folks. 90,000 employees at the IRS, the most ever in history. And it's not by accident. And this is a lot to do with the AI that they put into the, you know, we started talking about the, right when it dropped, the 14067 central bank digital currency bill. A lot of people focused on the 80,000 IRS agents they were hiring, 87,000. Well, they've hired them all apparently, and they're training them. But on top of that, there's an AI element here and a general ledger element and a blockchain element. And it's not the good stuff. This is going towards AI doing everything, including your credit, including your social credit score, including your, you know, programmable tokens. But on top of that, your taxes might be taken out of your hands if we don't turn the ship around. So just be very proactive in everything you're doing. I did want to mention, Andrew, we talked a while ago. Now it's up to 32 states have bills in. Some of them have passed already to use gold and silver as a legal tender. Why are individual states doing this? I like this because I believe that we will save this nation state by state by going back and honoring the 9th and 10th Amendment, which mean that the federal government has limited powers. Hopefully we'll get there. But in the meantime, it looks like some states are being very proactive in a legal tender with gold and silver. Why would they do that?
I'm hoping that they're just having our back and that gold and silver really are the plan B option. And I believe that they know that. I think that the banks know it too, but the banks are fighting back because they don't want to lose depositors. But the I think with the states, they don't have anything to do with the banking system. So they just want to provide a way for people to transact. And I think that they're creating the infrastructure so that if something were to happen, that that we could transact like that. Because if you see all over the country with things like legalized marijuana, as soon as they passed it, everything was already like, they're already in business. It's like the infrastructure was there. And I think that they're creating the infrastructure for gold and silver to actually be a real currency. And
I agree.
That's, yep. I hope we see more of that. And I hope it is for a good reason and not for anything bad.
Yeah, I think it is for a good reason, honestly, especially if you look at what states, and it's not red or blue. It really looks like it is the individual legislatures that are doing this. And we don't pay a lot of attention to them. We really need to go back to really, really, really investing and paying attention to being citizens of our states. It does appear states are preparing for a lot of financial stuff, as far as I can see. Now, there were downgrades, Fitch, S&P, a bunch of downgrades this past few weeks. So people should really pay attention to that. There were 10 giant banks with warnings on them. Some of them were really might be your banks. So talk really briefly. We're going on longer than normal. What are these downgrades? There's been on multiple fronts. It wasn't just Fitch. It was three other agencies as well.
So what happens is Fitch rates the banks based on they do these health checks on the banks. And this is why Wells Fargo a few years ago was caught creating these fake bank accounts and why Chase recently was caught doing it. It's the number of accounts that they have is plays into one of the factors that makes them either healthy or not. So Fitch studies all of this. And they've actually deemed Chase Bank as one that could potentially be downgraded. And they do that because if they didn't warn people and they just downgrade Chase one day, we're going to see like a massive drop in the stock market, probably at least 1,000 points on the Dow. And we'll see gold and silver just skyrocket for the day. So they're trying to leak it out a little bit, give a little bit of warning. And I feel that when there's smoke, there's fire. It's coming.
Yeah,
so.
You know, it's scary because on that same list was Capital One, Truist, BB&T, a lot of big banks that people should look into. So if you're out there, go to DuckDuckGo or somewhere that still kind of tells you the truth. Google is getting very, very, very sketchy over there with the controlled narrative and the fake fact checking. But go check out what's being downgraded and see if your bank is on there. And maybe that'll be a motivating factor to at least be proactive in protecting your savings and your future. We will get over this. Both Andrew and I believe that we are in for about 6 months of serious chaos and turmoil. All believe me, folks, this is all planned. It is not forever. We will take back our nation and all free nations will take back their countries and their currency. But it's going to be a battle. It's going to be a battle ahead. Be prepared. Last thing I want to talk about is Andrew and I obviously have really had a great partnership. So Andrew supports me. Getting your gold and silver through Andrew helps us keep this show going. Rob and I, moved from New York. We're starting over here in Florida. If it wasn't for our partners like Andrew and everyone on the MelKShow.com partners page, we would not be able to do this. Some of you have been so generous to send us donations, which is so nice and so appreciated. The prayers are even more important to me. And so I'm so grateful, especially lately. But I do need to tell you that Andrew has gone out of his way to hire a bunch of people since we started because he wasn't doing this whole thing with the influencers coming on the shows. This is new to Andrew. He still lives where I used to live for 18 years. He has a storefront. He was not a podcast guest before. He has a legitimate decades long business in Beverly Hills as Beverly Hills Precious Metals. So he had to go out there and find specialists in every different case. So small denominations, massive denominations of money being transferred into gold and silver. He also has IRA, 401k specialists. He has silver specialists. He has gold specialists. He has people that if you are selling your home and you don't know what to do right away, you want to transfer all that money from the home sale into gold, they can do that. So Andrew, talk a little bit about why it's really important to fill out the form. He created this form with me, with Rob, specifically for our show. Please put in all your information. As you know, if you've been following me, I do not share your information. I do not share your email. I do not share my email list. I do not share anyone's information at all. And Andrew and I are partners. So it really, really helps speed along the process because people are now that have been looking and waiting and calling and emailing and then not doing it are now feeling that they need to do it now. So just a little bit about the process, what to put in the form and why it matters. And then we'll let you go because I've kept you a long time today.
Oh, well, that's fine. It's so when you do get to the notes section, some of the things that we see a lot of people will put in there. I have an old 401k for a company that I used to work at, and I'm not quite sure what it holds. And I would like to learn how I can roll that over into a precious metals IRA. other people are asking questions like central bank digital currency. I'm not sure how this will work. Why is gold a good option for me when central bank digital currency? So we'll put you with a rep that can explain that to you. Other people say, what are the types of gold and silver that I could use to be able to transact with if the dollar became worthless? I'll get you with someone that could explain that. So the most detail that you have helps us. One I've been seeing a lot lately, because we're talking about reportable and non-reportable gold. Some people will say, well, about 10 years ago, I bought gold and I bought 1 ounce gold American Eagles. And now I found out those are reportable. So what can I do with those to convert those into the non-reportable gold? We see that a lot, and we can exchange those, and we can find a way that people can do that without it being a reportable event.
Great. And I want to remind people, we are having a lot of problems. All of us people that do what I do are having problems with getting, like I had an alert on something I paid for. I had to pay, of course, because I have stuff going on. I had to pay a bigger bill, and I had a new lower limit on my ability to pay something through wire that I never had before. There are things going on at the banks. The banks work for the banks. The banks do not work for you. The banks are giving people a hard time. Andrew's had several situations where people were transferring money to him and they either flagged it as suspicious or they took 4 or 5 days. We had a situation where we paid a big bill and we did it as a wire and the bank sent it as a check without telling us. So there's a lot of shenanigans going on. So when your bank says, why are you doing this? You don't want to do this. You don't want to take money out of our bank. Remember, they don't want you to take money out of your bank. You, it is your money. It is your future. It is your security and your savings. Stand firm, because a lot of people are being intimidated right now by banks in different ways. Like I said, a good guy, great guy. There's no reason for it. They disallowed him from using Zelle anymore on his bank account after being kicked off of PayPal and Venmo for just being a doctor that speaks out about, you know, different things that they don't like. So be very, very proactive. Andrew, last words, because you are a patriot, and Andrew and I will both be in Vegas next week. If you don't have your tickets yet, I believe it's sold out. But if you use the code MELK, you might even get a ticket anyway, and possibly a backstage pass, Clay says. So if you go to ThriveTime or the MelkShow.com events page, they have to call you, because we have to have very serious security. The lunacy and the ridiculous smearing of this event, which is as much fun as you could possibly have. It's like a full-on festival of like love and patriotism and America and all of that. They don't want you to go do that with me and Andrew, but if you want to, go check out the Mel Kay Show events page and get in touch with them. They will call you. You can name your price. You say Mel Kay. You get put in for a backstage pass. Also, Andrew and I are very accessible. I do a meet and greet on Friday night, so we'll see you there. Andrew, any last words? You're a great patriot that has been in this fight. Like I said, Andrew didn't start out doing this. Being on podcasts and stuff. He's not one of those guys that we've been hearing about for years. He actually started because he wanted to help us. He has supported me and a couple other great people out there doing this kind of work. And that's because he believes in God and country and wants us to succeed. So any last words for the people out there that are looking at everything and kind of nervous?
Well, I've enjoyed the last 3 years because what seemed very monotonous to me of what I do every single day has been given a new life. So now there's a new reason to get out of bed and explain to people how to protect their assets with gold and silver. And I do believe that things will be better, probably not soon, but they will be better. And we just got to stand strong and together and reach out to us. It's right now, gold and silver spot prices are cheap. The premiums are almost nothing. And the delivery time is actually very quick. And our follow-up time is very quick. So when everybody else gets in on this, it's going to be like a big log jam. So at least make the connection, talk with us, let us know who you are, and whenever you're ready, we'll be able to respond to you quickly.
Great. Thank you so much. Go to MelkayGold.com or the Mel Kay Show Partners page, Beverly Hills Precious Metals. Andrew and his wife have become really good friends of ours. I trust them beyond almost anyone out there, because it's more than just a partnership. It's a true friendship. And they are good people and they will take good care of you. You will talk to a real person. And he's got an expert team. So please go over there right now, Mel K Gold or the MelKShow.com partners page. Thank you so much, Andrew Sorcini. I will see you in Vegas. And then I will see you in Miami, in my home, my home, new home turf. And I look forward to seeing you and your wife and you, and everyone shows up at the event. So if you come to an event, Andrew brings his team. You can ask them to their faces, but they will talk to you on the phone for as long as you as long as you want.
We will.
So get in touch now. Thank you so much, my friend. I'll see you soon.
Thank you. See you next week.
See ya. Everyone's been asking me what I've been doing because I am in better shape than I've been probably maybe in my life. And I am now thriving and I have so much energy. I'm going around, I'm doing all these tours and I'm doing the show and I'm showing up at small events and big events. And I'll tell you the one thing that's definitely changed my life is superfoods. Mel K superfoods. When I got involved with superfoods in the beginning, I was not eating right. I was not sleeping right. I was not, it was mid-COVID, so I wasn't really doing much and I was doing a lot of things wrong. And then I found superfoods and it has changed me from the inside out. Not only have I dropped weight, which wasn't even the goal, I really wanted to detox. I wanted to help my immune system. I wanted to make sure I didn't get sick while a lot of other people were. And superfoods came into my life and changed everything. I now think about what I'm eating. I don't have cravings. I don't eat late night. There's a whole protocol. It's so easy. It's laid out for you. You take it out of the box. It's there. All your food's taken care of, all your nutrients, all your energy, all your protein. It is an amazing, amazing way to change your life from the inside out. Superfoods changes everything. It gives you a protocol. It gives you a schedule. You know what to do. You know what you're eating. You feel great. You look great. Your life's getting better. And the one thing I know is you can go to the MelKShow.com, go down to superfoods, and you can start your journey. Because today is the day. I will tell you, I waited. And then I started superfoods. And within 3 months, my entire life changed for the better, more than I could have imagined. MelKShow.com, go to partners page, down to superfoods, and click on the link. And you will find a whole new world that will change your mind, change your body, change your life. So when you get superfoods, that helps me and helps this show keep going. I cannot tell you how much it's changed my life for the better, and it will yours too. And enjoy the rest of the show. Mel K Superfoods. Get over there now. There's no time like the present.